You're listening to the Favorite Marriage Podcast, a place where you and your spouse can experience God's favor on your forever. We are your hosts, Monty and Janine Mora. With over 28 years of marriage, our desire is to encourage any marriage in any season to have the favorite marriage. Join us as we explore relevant topics and provide practical tools for your marriage toolbox. Here's this week's episode of The Favorite Marriage.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Hey, Happy New Year. 2024 is here.
It is here. 2023, goodbye.
Yep, see ya.
Welcome back to The Favorite Marriage, everyone, where we are passionate about marriage. We are your hosts, Monty and Janine Mora, and we are just excited to be back in video.
Yeah, yeah. And
we took a break for a little while and just did audio, but some of our listeners were like, we like to see your faces. I don't know why.
I don't know why either.
Yeah. But it's fun. We wanted just to do video this time around. And here we are. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. We have an exciting topic we're going to be talking about today, right?
Mm-hmm.
This topic is going to be specific for any marriage relationship. And we've titled today's podcast episode, How to Write a Faith Vision or the Power of a Faith Vision. And we're going to be talking more about that here in just a bit. And so as we are here in week one of 2024, we want to share this specific episode with our listeners simply because we believe now is the perfect time for you to recalibrate and kind of repurpose their marriage as they're beginning a brand new year, right?
Yep. Yep. That's what everybody's doing right now, making those goals and all those resolutions. So
yeah,
why not for your marriage?
Yeah. We also think that it's a great time to come up with the faith vision for your marriage, because we believe that it's going to give you the ability to really chart the course for your marriage in 2024 and kind of set you on that course of what you as a couple are sensing of what God might want to do in your life, in your marriage. And so this is going to be a really important podcast episode. So it's another way we're going to be able to put tools in their marriage toolbox. And I think, Janine, this tool right here is going to be a really important tool for every married couple.
For sure. I think a lot of times, Monty, when the new year comes, there's so many goals made for personal, you know, personal goals, personal gain in their careers, their jobs, school, whatever it might be. And marriage just tags along with it. But we are hoping that in this episode that you will maybe take a shift in your mind and put your marriage in the front of everything else.
Yes.
And just, you know, watch God do some amazing things that everything else just falls into place.
Mm-hmm.
Because when this is right and when you're meeting those goals as a husband and wife in your marriage, but trust us, like the family things, the job things, everything else just comes so much easier.
Yeah. Making your marriage a priority.
For sure.
Yeah. Because like if you think about, you just mentioned people have a health goal. They have all these resolutions, different things, but you cannot forget your marriage. Put your marriage on the map. Make it a priority for this new year.
Yeah.
And of course, as you're writing out your resolution, goals, vision, whatever you want to call them, healthy habits, make sure you put your marriage on the top of that list.
Right. Yeah. Was it about 6 or 7 years ago we first were introduced to faith vision for our marriage?
Yeah. Yeah, we were actually going through a challenging time in our own marriage where we were going through some healing.
Hopeless.
God was restoring our marriage. And we attended a marriage class.
Mm-hmm.
It was a marriage course. It was like 13 weeks.
Yep.
And it was called Married for Life. So shout out Married for Life teachers out there.
Yeah.
And that marriage course, we were introduced to the idea of developing and having a faith vision for your marriage.
Yes.
And this is where this idea came from. This was back in 2002, many, many years ago. And so since then, looking
a lot longer than 6 or 7 years, I was off 2002.
Did I say 6 or 7 years ago?
No, I said 6 or 7 years ago. Yeah. Time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah.
So wow, that's a long time.
Yeah. So this whole topic about having a faith vision has really been transformative in our marriage.
It has.
Over the years, we've applied many of these principles and we've grown and we evolved. But one of the things that we really learned that we want you to lean into is a statement I want to share, and I think it's really important.
Mm-hmm.
So I really want you to lean into it. And here's the statement. I'm going to read it as we go along. How you perceive your marriage will determine how you pursue your marriage. Let me say that one more time. How you perceive your marriage is going to determine how you pursue your marriage.
Right. And when you perceive something, there's a vision there, right? So tying into the faith vision.
Yeah. And as you're pursuing your marriage, as you're pursuing your spouse, your vision, whatever God has put upon your heart, that becomes the perception of your marriage for the entire year.
Right. So what we want you to, like, especially for, you know, for us, we're wanting to teach you to get that vision from the Word of God.
Right.
Because that's, of course, the goal of our podcast is, you know, having that favor of God on your marriage. And where does that favor come from? But from His Word. So over the years, we've taught from the Bible in Proverbs 29:18, which says, where there is no vision, the people will perish. Right. So this is important to have a vision for your marriage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we actually had this scripture for churches that we've had, but we took that and of course applied that to our marriage.
Yeah.
And it made such a difference.
Yeah. And what I like about that verse, it says, when you have no vision, you perish. So you think about it in the context of marriage. Mm-hmm. If a marriage doesn't have a vision, a purpose, a plan, more than likely that marriage is going to wander aimlessly. Like there's no direction. So this is why as a married couple, you have to have a faith vision, because it kind of puts both of you on track, moving in the same direction. Mm-hmm. And that way you're living your marriage on purpose and not off purpose.
Yeah, you're not just aimlessly wandering. And, you know, just like we use marriage as we say it's a journey, marriage journey.
Yeah.
And like with any journey, with any kind of vacation or anything that you plan out where you have, you know, you start and you have an end goal where you end, right?
Right.
So if you don't have clear direction, you get lost.
Yeah.
You get frustrated. You remember that time when we got lost in Florida?
Yeah. I do, yeah. Yeah.
We won't go there. We'll save that for another podcast. But whenever you're lost and you're wandering, it just breeds frustration. Mm-hmm. And just you wander aimlessly. And we don't want that for your marriage. Sure. You don't want that for your marriage. You want to have a place where you start and you know where you're headed.
Yeah.
And that's what the point of the faith vision is for.
And think about like any vacation, you have to map out where you're going.
Yes.
And let's say if you're wanting to go to Los Angeles, but you don't map it out, you can end up in Washington. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And you wander because you don't know how to map out your journey and your destination. Same thing with marriage. If you want to have your marriage end up here, but if you don't know how to map it out, your marriage is going to end up somewhere over here. So that's why we need to have that faith vision in order and place for a married couple.
For sure. Another verse that we really like is Habakkuk 2:2-3, where it says, the Lord said to me, write down the vision. So write it down, write it clearly on clay tablets, so whoever reads it can run to tell others. Now, we're not going to write on clay tablets, but we do have, you know, other means of writing things down, putting it on your refrigerator, putting it on index cards, on your mirror, putting it in your phone. You know, there's just so many different ways you can write it down and refer back to it over and over again.
Sure. Yeah. Let's go ahead and start by giving maybe a simple definition to what vision is, because maybe this is the first time you as our listeners are hearing, like, what is vision? What is this all about? Is this like this spooky, wooky thing?
Yeah.
So we want to give you just a simple definition of what vision is, and then we're going to drive that thought a little bit home deeper. Mm-hmm. Now, simple definition, vision, there's a couple of them we would like to give to you. Vision is having a clear understanding from God of who you are and where God is taking you. Mm-hmm. Another definition that we've heard about vision is a God-inspired move in a clear direction. I love that. It's a God-inspired move in a clear, specific direction for your life. Now, let's marry the two words, faith and vision, okay? So faith, we know, is not, it's not based upon what you can see. Faith is based upon what is unseen. Mm-hmm. And so when you talk about having a vision, then you marry faith to that.
Right.
It means that you have to step out in faith, in belief in God, that vision is going to come to pass.
Right. Yeah, because you could be in a marriage right now and you're looking at your marriage and you're like, this will never be like that or like that. The comparison game comes into play.
Yeah.
And then you begin to think like, oh, we will never be like that. Or my husband will never do that for me. Or my wife, I can never see her doing this or that. And there's this, you just begin to bring doubt, which is mm-hmm. contrary to faith.
Right.
So you have to have faith and belief and trust, not in yourselves, but like how we're going to get into yeah. is the Word of God and this faith vision that you're going to write and yeah. create together.
Yeah. Think about, there's a verse in Romans chapter 10, verse mm-hmm. 17, and it says, faith comes by hearing the Word of mm-hmm. God. And so how does faith feed our marriage? How does faith feed our vision? It comes from hearing, believing, reading, and applying the Word of God. And so we're going to be talking more about that here in just a bit. So as you're thinking about writing out your faith vision, and we want to give you a couple specific details about how that would look. Okay, yeah. Number one, remember this, your faith vision should be rooted in God's Word.
For
we
sure.
talked about that earlier. It's important. Number two, make sure your faith vision is written down. Write it down somewhere, like Janine says, on a piece of paper, mm-hmm. refrigerator, somewhere. Just make sure you write it down. And number three, make sure your faith vision is being pursued together as a husband and wife. Yeah. It does no good to have a faith vision, this beautiful written out plan, without no action and no faith on behalf of us or right. or the marriage, right?
I mean, unless you're standing in faith for an unbelieving spouse, at that point, yes, you're going to stand in faith with God by your side, believing for that sure. spouse.
Yeah, mm-hmm. absolutely. Good stuff. Well, let's go ahead and dive a little bit deeper into it. Why don't you talk a little bit about some of our faith visions that we've gotten over the years?
Yeah, so we've been given faith visions by other people, friends, some of the couples that that have discipled us in marriage. We've read scripture and kind of they've just all kind of merged together or things have been confirmed in our hearts. And one of those, we actually have a couple in Hebrews. Mm-hmm. One is in Hebrews 8, 8 through 12. We're not going to read through all of that. And another one is in Hebrews 10, 35 through 39. But I do want to actually, I want to pull out our Bible, my Bible, because this is the part of writing it down that can be important. So actually in Hebrews chapter 10, I have written instead of, you know, it says, but it's actually chapter 10, verse 39. It says, but we are not like those who turn away or draw back. So I put in, but we, Monty and Janine, are not like those who turn away or draw back from God to their mm-hmm. own destruction. We are the faithful ones whose souls will be saved. Now, again, Monty mentioned that this came at a very difficult time in our marriage where we could have drawn back, given up, and said, you know, let's go home. Like, not meaning our home together, but our separate ways.
Sure, yeah.
And when this scripture came to us, I don't know, for me, it was just like, we will not draw back.
We're not,
like,
yeah.
we are fighters.
Yeah.
You know, we have just a tenacity about us. Individually, we grew up that way. Mm-hmm. So in our marriage, when this scripture came about and it was given to us and I read it, it immediately became one of our faith visions.
Sure, yeah.
Like, we will not draw back, but we will be faithful and we will not mm-hmm. be destroyed. And mm-hmm. so that was one that we've had from the beginning and we hold on to all the time.
Yeah. I remember that verse as if it was just yesterday when it was given to us. And we've stood upon that verse, and that verse has really become a huge part of our faith vision for
yes.
our marriage. And not just back then when we needed it, but even now after 28 years of marriage, we still have this faith and this vision that we're not going to drop back. Mm-hmm. We're not going to shrink back, but we're going to keep pursuing God's will and God's plan. And here we are today.
Yeah. And that vision has kind of evolved with us. Like, back then we said, we're not going to draw back. We're not going to give in when it came to divorce. Now we're way past that. We're in now committed, mm-hmm. but that comes in areas of like ministry where
yeah.
ministry gets hard.
Right.
And we're like, not going to draw back. We're going to keep moving forward. And it changes, So yeah, it's evolved for us in different ways.
Yeah. The other faith vision Bible verse we had is found in Isaiah, and we love this one. Mm-hmm. And again, this is our journey. You're going to have to pray and ask God, what is your faith vision for you? But another verse that we have stood upon in Isaiah 58, verse 12, and it says, "And your ancient ruins shall be rebuilt. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations. You shall be called the repairer of the breach." Again, the restorer of streets to dwell in.
Yes.
And what we love about this verse right here is today, like right now, today, we are literally seeing this faith vision come to pass through this podcast ministry, mm-hmm. through the marriage coaching and marriage ministry we've been doing over the past mm-hmm. Several years. I mean, we're seeing this faith vision lived out right before our very
lives being restored, marriages being restored.
Mm-hmm. Repairing the breach, restoring the streets to dwell in. And we have definitely seen God raise up the foundations of many generations, speaking of families, marriages, and just legacies, really, that God mm-hmm. has restored and God has healed over the years.
Amen.
So as you can see, our faith vision is rooted in the Word of God. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the most important thing, is to make sure your faith vision is founded in the Word of God, because God's Word is His promises.
Yes.
And they are true.
True.
And the Bible says that God is a God that He cannot lie.
Right. And you can depend on the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
This is not something we're making up for our own selves. You know, we're just creating this Mickey Mouse saying, you know, like, it's fake and just put together with just things we pull off the internet. This is coming straight from the Word of God, and it's powerful. God's Word is powerful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's like a double-edged sword, right? It
mm-hmm.
it pierces,
divides, joins and marrow,
mm-hmm.
all that good stuff.
Yeah, yeah. So that's important.
Yeah.
Are we going to talk to them about, like, the individual faith visions? Like, just maybe briefly?
Sure, yeah,
we can. In the marriage, we've been talking about the marriage vision, but within the marriage vision, so, like, a layer of that are visions that we created for each other. So I created for Monty, and then he created one for me. And just real briefly, like, we won't go really deep into that. I pulled out men of God from the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, Samson, David, Daniel, Solomon, mm-hmm. and would pray those types of character over Monty. And I would write the scriptures out and created mm-hmm. actually even a name for him that I declare over him. So that was a faith vision that I had for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have...
And my faith vision for Janine has been, was rooted in Proverbs 31. Ladies, you know, if you read Proverbs 31, that's a pretty powerful proverb.
Mm-hmm.
And Proverbs 31:25, specifically for Janine, that been praying over her for many, many years. And Proverbs 31:25 says that she is clothed with strength and dignity,
mm-hmm.
and she will rejoice in the days to come. And that's one verse that I've been praying and covering over my wife for many years. And so those are specific ways you can make the faith vision individualistic
mm-hmm.
for your spouse. And so be creative. Again, you can have that faith vision rooted in scripture that's both for husband and wife, and you could even have individual mm-hmm. ones that's specific to your spouse.
Yeah. And just to be a little transparent to you all, like a lot of women reflect to Psalms 31, that whole segment of scripture, and might seem a little bit cliche, like, oh, okay, yeah, that was easy. That's a Proverbs 31 woman. But that specific part where he says, rejoice in the days to come. I suffered with depression early mm-hmm. in our marriage. And so that was not cliche at all for me. It was very, very important to pray that over my life. And he continues to pray that over me. So just being transparent with you today, guys, be real with each other mm-hmm. when you're making these faith visions. What does your wife struggle with
mm-hmm.
in, you know, for real? Like, and what is the real thing that you struggle with in your heart and your mind? And use God's word to cover that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he did with that scripture for me. And that's just been a blessing.
Yeah. And literally have seen that verse, Proverbs 31:25, mm-hmm. come to pass. Looking at Janine today, you know, years later, she definitely is a woman that has laughed and rejoiced in her days. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, again, it was very pivotal for me to have that verse for her, because that was the journey we were in at that moment.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of sad days, a lot of depressing days, but now we've truly seen this vision come to pass, yeah, even in her own life. Yeah.
And again, pulling these from the Word of God, yeah, that you can study and truly see God's work in their lives and pray those over,
sure,
your spouse.
And I'm thinking too, Janine, there can be other topics that a couple can rally behind,
mm-hmm,
as far as like what they want to see in their faith vision. Like, let's say if you value respect and love, mm-hmm, in a marriage, you can add that into your vision statement. Let's say if you value health, physical health, you can add that into your faith vision. If you value serving each other, mm-hmm, if you value forgiving one another. So there are all these different topics, that things that you as a couple value, you can also insert those into your faith vision and actually create like a vision statement. Yeah, so one article I was reading, this one couple actually wrote their faith vision out in the form of a sentence. And mm-hmm, I love this. So you can do this again. If you're going to write out your faith, mm-hmm, vision, you can put it in the form of a sentence and then, of course, display it on your wall or somewhere within the house. But here's what this couple said. We will live a life as God intends, mm-hmm, fully supporting each other, jointly raising our children, and staying focused on the prize of our marriage, not letting small setbacks or people affect what God has deemed good and right.
I love it.
So that was their statement for their marriage and their family.
So good. So you might want to consider, like we said before, printing this, putting it in a frame, putting it up on the wall, keeping each other accountable to it. So just like January is a great time to start things, something that the Lord has been doing in our, well, more specifically for me, is the word faithful, being faithful to what you start, like be a finisher. Mm-hmm. So that might help you do that, is be like having that faith vision in front of you on a daily basis,
yep,
up on the wall in your, you know, living room, or even more, you know, if it's just more private in your bedroom, but it's something to keep your mind on, reading that on a daily basis, or just reminding each other on a weekly basis. I don't know how often you, yeah, have to revisit it,
yep,
but you're keeping each other accountable to it. And mm-hmm, that's what's important. It's just be a finisher from January to December, and then come next year, 2025, and hopefully it's something that you grew into.
Yeah. Another thing that we've done, and we've heard also from other couples, is we would do one word that would kind of name our year.
Yes.
So we've done that. Like one year, I think we used the word stretch.
Oh, yeah.
That was where we felt God was stretching us. A couple of the words we're thinking about this year is the word, I think you mentioned faithful.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking about the word discover, or like rediscover in the context of marriage.
Alignment.
And alignment, or positioning yourself and aligning yourself into God's will and God's plan. So
yeah,
you can actually name your year with specific words that would become like the battle cry for your marriage for, mm-hmm, that entire year.
And what's so cool is that when you do this together as husband and wife, it's beautiful how the Lord will confirm. Like, we threw out a few out there and we're just praying those through this year. Who knows, he might just blend them all together and say all three of them,
yeah,
are for you this year, or he just might narrow it down for us. But we speak them out to each other and we're like, hey, this is what God's been showing me. Monty says, this is what God's been showing me. We pray about it, and it's beautiful how God confirms,
mm-hmm,
in us, and even through other people or through a word, or we're sitting in church and something just hits and it's like, and we look at each,
that's
other,
it,
like,
yeah,
it's so cool. So it's, a marriage is beautiful.
Yeah,
it is. You're one flesh, and when you pray and you ask God to make you one, you know, that one flesh, one spirit, one mind, it's great how that just, yeah, happens.
And it's exciting, like, mm-hmm, to like, as you're approaching another year, yeah, it's like, what is God going to do this year in our lives? And, mm-hmm, it's an exciting journey together. So don't make it stressful.
Right.
Make it exciting. Make it fun for you and your spouse, because this is a very important piece for the marriage relationship.
Yes.
Okay, let's go ahead and kind of wind this.
Yeah, let's wind
this
it up.
Episode down.
Or wind it down.
Wind it down. Yeah.
Wind it up.
We're wound up.
Okay.
We want to give you 5 important questions to ask yourself as a married couple as you're beginning a new year. Okay. And maybe you can help me. I can read one. You can
yeah,
read two.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Number one, am I a better spouse today compared to 1 year ago?
That's a good question. Mm-hmm. Number two, what change would we like to see in our marriage this year?
That's good too. Mm-hmm. Number three, what challenges in 2023 can potentially affect 2024?
Yeah. And what are you going to do about it?
What are you going to do about it?
Mm-hmm. Number four, what's one new habit that you and your spouse can implement this year? Reading a book together, praying together, pillow talk, date nights, mm-hmm. take a vacation once a quarter,
yeah,
near or far.
Yeah. Taking walks with the dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. Could be a healthy habit.
Yep.
And question number five, how can I better serve my spouse this year? Mm. Like what ways can you better serve your loved one?
That's a good question. Mm-hmm. I don't know. You serve me pretty well. I don't know how much more you can serve me.
There's more to come.
Well, as we wrap up our time together, we'd like to share a few things with our listeners.
Yeah, one of the things that we have been, we're asking for 500 Facebook followers. Mm-hmm. Try saying that five times. Asking for 500 Facebook followers. We're almost there. We're a little over 300 right now.
Yes.
We're asking for 500 through the month of January. So we would love for you to do us a favor that if you have an opportunity, please like and share and follow our Facebook page at The Favorite Marriage. And we're going to be looking at some creative ways of how we can maybe give out some cool items and some swag and even some free coaching sessions from Janine and I for those of you whose names might get randomly drawn. So make sure you please share the information on Facebook and follow us.
Yeah. Be looking out for the new merch.
Yes. That's exciting. Some really cool stuff coming up. Well, if you enjoyed this episode, we ask that you do one or two things for us. One, we ask that you rate and like and review our podcast show on Apple and Spotify. And if you like what you're hearing, please share the podcast with your family members, neighbors, and friends. We'd love for you to help us get the word out.
Yes. And as always, we pray that you experience God's favor
on your forever.
Happy New Year.
Have a happy New Year. Thanks for listening to The Favorite Marriage, where you and your spouse can experience God's favor on your forever. If you enjoy this resource, please leave us a review and share it with your friends. We'll see you next time on The Favorite Marriage Podcast.